Now Rav Nosson Zal says, next paragraph, he's going to discuss the menorah in the Mishkan. V'alkein, achar hakomas ha-mishkon, nitztavu borishoina miyad al nitzvas hadlokas neiras ha-menorah. This is the reason why after Hashem gave Bnei Yisrael the mitzvah of putting up the Mishkan, the next item that he taught them to do was lighting of the menorah. K'mayshikosu b'tchilas parshas v'ata tetzava. As we find in the beginning of Parshas Truma, the whole Parshas Truma deals with building the Mishkan. Tetzava begins with, now that we finished discussing the whole Mishkan, now I want to teach you about lighting the menorah. Ve'yikhu elecho shemen zayizoch, shenismach miyad achar Parshas Truma, shemedaper miyasiyas ha-mishkan. V'chein b'parshas chanukah samizbeah, she'ekrivu anasiyim, nismach miyad parshas balois chal aneirois. And so too in another place in the Chumash, where it discusses the fact that they had the ceremony. As soon as the Mishkan was built, each one of the Nesiim brought a special korban. As soon as the Nesiim finished bringing their korbanos, again the Torah brings this mitzvah of lighting the menorah. Rav Nosson Zal explains now. Ki ikar maise ha-mishkon hoyo lesaken chei toegel shupegamo emuna. The main reason why Hashem gave the Jews the mitzvah of building the Mishkan was to serve as a repair, a tikkun, for the Egel HaZohov. There's a medrash where it says on the Pasuk in Shir Shirim, Shchoirani v'noavo, the Jews say, I am black and I'm beautiful. The medrash over there gives a whole list of what we're black with and what we're beautiful with. So it says, Shchoirani b'maisa ha'egel, we blackened ourselves, we dirtied ourselves with the golden calf, v'noavani b'maisa mishkan, and we cleaned up our act, we purified ourselves with the maisa mishkan. So we see that the maisa mishkan was supposed to serve as a tikkun for the egel azohov. Shehu pigam emuna, the egel azohov meant that they didn't believe in Hashem, they were looking for alternatives. She'oz ovdu Yisrael haksorim shel nasev v'nishma. The Gemara tells us that when the Jews worshipped the Egel HaZohov, that's when they lost, they forfeited the crowns, the two crowns that they had received when they said nasev v'nishma, which implied complete faith in Hashem. We'll do whatever you want. That was super emuna. When they worshipped the Egel HaZohov, which was pigam emuna, they forfeited those crowns. Shebishlemus lo yachzru lanu ad bias hagoyel, kamo yisham razal. The Gemara says that Bnei Yisrael will not really have those two crowns restored to them, bishlemus, until Mashiach comes. Aval afal pikein hischil Moshe Rabbeinu lesakein miyad. However, despite the fact that it's not going to be completely fixed until Mashiach comes, Moshe Rabbeinu started fixing it immediately. To try to give us some of that light always. That by building the Mishkan, that's how Moshe Rabbeinu started the tikkun and the restoration of these two crowns. The Mishkan was representative of the Beis HaMikdosh. Sheshom Meirim Bechinas Beis Haksorim Hanal. In the Beis HaMikdosh is where these two crowns of Naseh and Nishma shone. Shehu Bechinas Toiro Tfila, Bechinas Naseh and Nishma. We learned earlier that Naseh and Nishma corresponds to Torah and Tfila. The Beis HaMikdosh was the ultimate center for both. It was the ultimate center for Torah. Why? The Lishkat HaGozis. It had the highest, the most learned people, the biggest Talmidei Chachamim, the Sanhedrin HaGdoila, sat in the Beis HaMikdosh, and it's a center for Tefillah. Why? The Karbonos, the Kohen Gadol, Ki Beisi Beis Tefillah, V'Havioisim El Harkochi V'Simachtim Beis Tefilosi. The Beis HaMikdosh is called the Beis Tefillah. The Karbonos that they had were the tefillos that we have today. Uneshalma porim sifoseno. Our tefillah today is in place of the korbanos. So the Beis HaMikdash is the ultimate center for Torah and tefillah, for Naseh v'Nishma. V'alkein hischil miyat me'adlokas neirois ha-menorah. And this is why Moshe Rabbeinu began with the instructions for lighting the menorah. The first instructions as to how to use the Mishkan are for lighting the menorah. This is the main concept of lighting the menorah every day. Because this is a known fact. Light and day represent kindness. Whereas darkness and night represent midas hadin. ובכל יום עוסקים בהמשוכס החסודים על ידי סדר התפילה בשחרס ומנחנל. And therefore, a Jew, during the day, when he davens shachris and mincha, he's involved in being mamshich chasodim, which correspond to day. Vayidei kol esek ha-toyra va-mitzvah shemekayimim b'chol yoyim, ubefrat bizman shemishkon ha-besmita shayekayim, and through the Torah and mitzvahs that a Jew does every single day, and especially when the Beis HaMikdash was around, all the mitzvahs osku ba'avoida b'chol yoyim, b'chol seder ha-marocha mitomet shel shachar al-tomet shel ben arbayim, all of that avoida that was done throughout the entire day, shaydei kol ze himshichu chasodim chadoshim b'chol yoyim. The purpose of it was to draw new chesed. So during the day, we're involved in drawing chasodim throughout the whole day. That's the avoid of the day. And as it starts getting dark, as it starts getting close to night, kadlelo poris gadfoho al alma, when the nighttime spreads out its wings over the world, when darkness starts to spread its wings over the world, Oz tzivolonu berachma v'yizborach lahadlik neiroi samenoira al yidei shemen mishchas kodesh. That's when Hashem gave us this mitzvah of lighting the candles of the menorah that was done in the Beis HaMikdash when it got close to nighttime using oil. Ki oir neiroi samenoira kodesho nimshach meoir hatoira v'hatfila shubachinas klal hoavoido shel hamishkon Beis HaMikdash shosku bayoyim. This light of the menorah, which comes from this oil, corresponds to the light that emanates from Torah and Tefillah, from mitzvahs, from all the avodas Hashem that's done of the whole day. Bebechinas kiner mitzvah v'Torah oyer. So we see that the ner and oyer corresponds to Torah and mitzvahs. It's the culmination of all the Torah and mitzvahs of the whole day. Hainu ki oyer neiroi samenoiro nimshach mebechinas oyer hatoiro. The light of the candles of the menorah is drawn from the light of the Torah, shedoylek umeir al yedei tefillah, which glows and shines through our tefillah. Our tefillah is what turns on the light of the Torah and really gives it power. Shehi bechinas rotzoin udvekis. Tefillah is the expression of our innermost desire of rotzoin and our desire for dvekus, our desire to merge with Hashem. Shehu bechinas Hashemen zach shel hamenorah. That's the symbolism in the pure oil that had to be used for the menorah. Ki shemen bechinas rotzoin, because oil is synonymous with desire. Kemay shekosuv yehi rotzoi echov. V'toivel b'shemen ragloi. I believe this is written by Osher, if I'm not mistaken. Osher? That yehi ritzu yechov, he will be liked, he'll be wanted, the most desirable of all his brothers. V'toivel b'shemen ragloi, and he'll dip his feet in oil. So we see that oil is symbolic of rotzoin. Oil represents this very high level of kedusha. This concept of dveikus Hashem, a feeling of wanting, yearning, that concept of rotzoin kisufin that we speak about many times. Ukemuvon bahatoiro roisa menorah zohav v'goyla roisha, as is explained in chapter 8 in Likutei Moran, Chelek Aleph, shemefarish shom shehu hatfila, that oil is synonymous with tefillah, which is symbolized by a well of honey, a well of oil, pure oil. Ayin Shom, look in that chapter on the Likutei Moran where he discusses this over there. and the candles of the menorah that burned in the Mishkan, they drew their light from this combination of Torah and Tefillah. Hainu mibchinas haTorah oir shubchinas mishpot bchinas nase shenimtak alidei bchinas nishma bchinas tzedaka bchinas Tefillah. Shze klal hu avoida shebechol yoim lichloel hanishma bahanase lahamtik hamishpot bitzdoko aidei klolius hatfila b'hatorah v'kanal. Rav Nozal says this is the general summary of all of our avoidas Hashem of the whole day. It's a combination of Torah and Tefila, which is a combination of mishpot and tzedaka, merging them all together in order to affect a hamtokas hadinim, in order to affect a sweetening of the din. Umishom mamshichen umadlikin or hamenorah b'chol yoim. It's from that place that we draw the power to light the menorah every day. Lahamtik le'eserev cheshkas laila, so that when it starts getting dark and the powers of darkness midas hadin are wanting to rise up, the lighting of the menorah is what puts them in their place, in a sense. It puts a fence around them to contain them. Shelo yizgabru hamishpotim vadinim b'layla chas v'sholom. So that the midas hadin and mishpot of night shouldn't be too powerful. Rak laylo kayoim yoyer. But rather, that the night should shine like the day. Through these candles of the menorah, which we light, if we didn't light the menorah, then there'd be darkness. By lighting the menorah, we show that even by night, there's light. Even within the night, there's chesed. Sheze bechinas umishpotecho oer yetze. There's a passage that says that your mishpot will go forth with light. Mishpot is generally darkness, midas hadin. The mishpat can be converted into light. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, "Vohoitzi ko'er tzidkecho u'mishpotecho katzohoroyim." Your justice and righteousness will shine forth like the light of the afternoon. Like, in other words, it'll give light like the bright light, the intense light of the sun at midday. That concept. This was accomplished every single day for Klal Yisrael through the lighting of the menorah. In other words, the lighting of the menorah represented the culmination of all the avoid of the whole day. All the Torah and Tefillah, the Torah mitzvahs that were done all day, generated the ability to light the menorah right before night, where that stood like a big cement wall, controlling and subduing the power of night, which is about to come on us. That was during the time of the Mishkan, during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, that we had this avoid of lighting the menorah, which was the climax of all the chasodim that we were mamshich throughout the day. However, v'yachshov shenechrav Beis Hamikdash b'avanesenu, now that the Beis Hamikdash has been destroyed as a result of our sins, v'hayivonim oz rotzu lezgaber u'lahagbir achoysheh shal pnei atoim legamri, and the Greeks wanted to try to spread their darkness, their philosophy, which is a wisdom of darkness, over the world. Chomal aleinu Hashem Yisborach, Hashem took pity on us. Hashem gave us the ability that the tzaddikim at that time, Matisyo Vonov, were zeichet to introduce the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah at that time, shehu bechinas hadlokas neras hamenorah, which corresponds to the lighting of the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, shonam amshichem oyer hanal shebechinas oyer toiru tefila aydei mitzvahs ner Chanukah shemad lekol echad bebeis hakanal, whereby we Klal Yisrael are given the ability to draw from that light that existed from the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, that light of Torah and Tefillah, to draw it into our homes. V'alkein koyrin parshas Chanukas hamizbeach uparshas baloischa b'chanukah. And it's for this reason that we read the Chanukas habayis and the parsha of baloischa, the beginning of baloischa, during the 8 days of Chanukah, because Chanukah represents the tikkun for that. Through the miracle of Chanukah, we were given the ability, by us lighting the Chanukah candles in our home, we draw the tikkun of the Beis Hamikdash and the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash specifically into our homes. Now it's interesting, Rav Nosson Zal brings in another place in the Kutei Halachos that how many candles were there, do we light on Chanukah? 8 candles. The eight candles represent the combination of Torah and Tefillah, because the most basic unit in Torah is the five Chumashim, the five books of the Torah. The most basic unit of Tefillah is Shachris Mincha Maariv, the three Tefillos. The eight candles of the menorah represent the full power, the full spectrum of the light of Torah and Tefillah being brought into our house, which is this Mishpat and Stoko, which is this Oira, the Beis HaMikdash, being brought into our homes. Bedafka, at that time when the Yevonim wanted to do away, they wanted to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, destroy the menorah especially, make every Pach Shemen Tomei, through the miracle of Matas Yehobonov, they gave us the ability to have a hischatshus in this concept of Torah and Tefillah, Nase v'nishma. All of this was it was nischadish. Right. Exactly. We discussed that earlier. He had it in paragraph Nun Gimel, he gave a discussion regarding these four levels. He showed how the Gemara says how when Moshe Rabbeinu taught Torah, he taught it in four. First to Arakai, each one received it four times. Number one. And by Tefillah also, Tefillah corresponded to the four worlds. Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. It's another way of showing it. A fourth tefillah, it's not part of the basics. Musaf is an additional item. The Shachris Mincha Maariv corresponds to Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov. We'll hold it over here for now to allow the time for Chumash and Rashi.